CBS presents this program in color.
Calling Goldilocks. Papa Bear calling Goldilocks. Come in, please. Come in, Goldilocks.
Papa Bear, Goldilocks wishes to know if you were able to get any photographs of the new German anti-aircraft guns in Hammelburg.
Negative, Goldilocks. We sent out a new team, but the area is under tight security.
Were you able to get any information on the guns from our agents in Germany and Italy?
Negative again, Goldilocks.
Roger, Papa Bear. Continue efforts on the new anti-aircraft guns.
Roger, Goldilocks.
Just a moment, miss. Would you care to be a pen pal to a lonely British war hero in a German prison camp who lies in his bunk staring at the ceiling, wondering if ever again he'll see the white cliffs of Dover, or go strolling through the heather in the Highlands, or take a rosy-cheeked English lass panning on the Thames?
Stand by, Papa Bear. Our wires have just been crossed to the BBC, and we're getting one of those dreadful soap operas.
Roger, Goldilocks. Over and out.
Yeah, she thinks she's a ruddy comedian.
Don't take it so hard, Newkirk. At least you've got a job waiting for you at the BBC.
Kitch?
Yeah, Colonel.
What the Allied headquarters want?
They still want us to get a line on those new anti-aircraft guns.
Did you get in touch with Major Bonicelli and Capizio?
No, I couldn't reach him.
If you ask me, Bonicelli's working as a singing waiter in an Italian restaurant in Switzerland.
You're not being fair. He happens to be a very valuable agent for us.
Yeah, I just hope the Germans haven't caught on to him yet.
Try getting him again, huh?
Right, Colonel. Papa Bear calling Capizio. Come in, Capizio.
Colonel Hogan,
hold it, Carter.
Papa Bear calling Capizio. Come in, Major Bonicelli.
Colonel...
Please, LeBeau.
Come in, Major Bonicelli.
I'm in.
Hold it, Major. Major Bonicelli.
You have a wonderful memory for faces, Colonello. Bravo, eh?
Well, why aren't you in Capizio?
Well, because they discovered my secret radio.
Well, didn't you have it camouflaged?
Eh, but who figured that Captain of the Gestapo would put a fork into a plate of corn lasagna?
Great.
And then we tried to wire a pizza. And I believe it was the tomato sauce that kept shortening it up.
Major, did you by any chance see those new German anti-aircraft guns at Capizio?
No. You see, when you are running a prisoner of war camp, you do not have the chance to see the equipment.
We tried to get a look at those guns in Hammelburg, Colonel, but it was just impossible.
Well, it's up to you, Major Bonicelli.
Me?
Hmm?
Ma che scherzati, ragazzi. Ma please, no jokes, Colonel Hogan. I only drop in to get a hot meal and a road map to Switzerland.
Major, you've got to help us.
Well, you didn't hear what I said, eh? The Gestapo is after me.
They're not going to suspect you're here.
Colonel Hogan, you're looking at a very tired man. You know, to make my escape, for 3 days I had to be with a donkey cart.
Well, why would that make you tired?
My dear boy, today in Italy, when a man says a donkey cart, it doesn't necessarily mean that he has a donkey.
Look, I'll make a deal with you. I'll check to see if Klink has any information about your defection. If he doesn't, you go into town, get the pictures of the guns, and we'll get you to London.
But what do you got against Switzerland?
You could be a big help to London. Think of all the Italian lives you'd save.
All right. I get a headache from yodeling anyway.
Hey, look, Bob, what is that you're cooking?
A pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, that's what Major Bonicelli ordered for breakfast.
Where'd you get the stuff to make that with?
What do you think he brought in his suitcase?
Clothes?
He had one pair of shorts wrapped around a salami and four pair of socks filled with mozzarella cheese.
Hey, you know, if the Gestapo ever let their dogs have a sniff of his garlic, they're going to tear old Bonicelli to pieces.
Hello, Lebo, my friend. How are you this morning?
You know how he is, up to his ears in garlic.
It figures you'd be the first one to get wind of what he's cooking, Schultz.
Oh, you are cooking?
Oh, come off it, Schultz. You can smell this stuff for a mile.
3 miles. Somebody opened the window on my bus.
Here, anybody wants a piece of pizza?
Oh, yeah. I would love to have all that it's a beautiful pizza, yeah. Tell me, Lebo, tell me, why did you make an Italian dish?
Don't you know what day this is?
No, what day is this?
Leonardo da Vinci's birthday.
How do you like that? I forgot.
Oh, yeah, Lebo's a very sentimental man.
Thank you.
Yeah, last week he made a tamale pie in honor of Ricardo Cortez.
Carter, that's Hernando Cortez.
I always get those two mixed up.
I wish my wife would cook like this.
Oh, come on, Schultz. Your old lady can't be that bad.
No. Last year I had Christmas dinner here in Cannes.
You didn't.
And with the president.
All right, Carlos.
You want a piece of pizza, Colonel?
No, thanks.
Good. I take his place.
Okay.
Boys, arrivederci. That's Italian.
Yeah, we know.
Major Bonicelli?
I thought that the guard would never leave. Oh, the smell of that pizza was driving me out of my mind.
I got good news for you, Major.
One moment. Come on, Major.
How you like it, Major?
I could use a little more garlic.
If it had any more garlic, it'd take the air off your chest.
Not when it is Italian hair.
Yeah, Major, nothing has come through from the Gestapo on your escape.
That's good news, huh?
Now you can go out through the tunnel, come in through the main gate, and help us with our mission.
Just because we got good news, why do we have to spoil it?
If we can get Klink to take you into town to see those anti-aircraft guns, you can be of great value to headquarters.
But Colonel Hogan, they could get word here in a minute. And you know, the next thing will happen, I will end up into that big pizzeria in the sky.
Now look, Major, if we work fast, you got nothing to worry about.
All right. I will do it. But first, you must promise me to do one favor.
Anything.
Make him put more garlic on the next pizza, eh?
Colonel Hogan to see her, Commandant.
Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Hogan. State your complaint and leave.
Why is it every time I come in here you think I have a complaint?
Well then, Hogan, what can I do for you?
I have a complaint.
Please, I have no time this morning.
I happen to have received a letter from my mother.
Hogan, I don't even read letters from my own mother.
The letter I received from my mother is one that I sent her.
What are you talking about?
This time your censors have gone too far.
Suppose you let me be the judge of that.
This letter was one in which I said to my mother, if I ever have a son, I hope he is as fine a man as our commandant, Colonel Klink.
I turned this over to intelligence immediately, and they assured me they will break your code.
What is it, Schultz?
Herr Commandant, you are having a visitor.
A visitor?
Major Bonicelli. The Italian prisoner of war, Commandant. Remember, he was once sent here to you for a training course.
Bonicelli, of course. Send him in. It's always nice to visit with one of our allies.
Allies? I thought you said he was Italian.
Hogan, Major Bonicelli is a loyal officer.
If you are ever in Capezio, you must visit me, eh?
Oh, I'd love to, Major.
I will show you sights that will fill your heart with amore. And when that moon rises over the barbed wires of the prison camp, it will make your knees feel weak like linguine.
I hear that he's called the Klink of Capizio.
Uh,
Ah, Major Bonacelli, how nice to see you.
How nice to see you, maestro, eh?
Oh, you're very kind.
Oh, not at all. I did not know how to run a prisoner of war camp until I studied under the great Clink.
Really?
Yes. Before I took lessons from you, the only thing I ever threw into the cooler was white wine.
Oh, you were my finest pupils.
Oh, if you fellows are going to have a class reunion, I'd like to leave.
Ma, who is he?
Colonel Hogan, the ranking officer for the prisoners.
Don't you remember me, Major? I was here when you were walking around the campus in your fresh beanie.
Yes, I remember, yes.
Now, what can I do for you, Major?
He obviously wants a refresher course.
In my camp. For that, you would have gotten 2 days in the cooler.
If you had a nice white wine, it'd be worth it.
You must forgive Colonel Hogan's distorted sense of humor.
You're still laughing over the one about the Italian allies.
Oh, any dissension between the Germans and the Italians is purely enemy propaganda.
Oh, bravo, bravo.
Major, how many of the new secret anti-aircraft guns have you got at Capizio?
Secret anti-aircraft guns?
Yeah, the same ones they delivered to Hamelburg. Oh, don't tell me they haven't shown them to their allies.
Well, I'm positive. The Colonel Clink will be more than happy to show me the new guns, eh?
My pleasure, sir. First, we will inspect the guns, and then we will go to the Hofbrau for a fine luncheon of Sauerbraten, eh?
Sauerbraten?
You will be my guest, sir. I just go and call for the car.
Nice work, Major. Also got yourself a free lunch.
Sauerbraten. I'm sure that the food is deadlier than the guns. Boom!
Anti-aircraft gun. We will wipe out the Allied air power. Their planes will drop like flies.
Very impressive, Colonello. Very impressive.
Well, now that we've seen the guns, it's off to the Sauerbraten. May I ask what you're doing with this camera?
I know. You will think of me as being too sentimental. You see, I wanted a picture of you, Colonel Clink.
A picture of me?
Yes. I always had admiration for three great heroes. Cristoforo Colombo, Guglielmo Marconi, and you.
Me? With Marconi and Columbus?
Yeah, not necessarily in that order.
Oh, that's flattering.
May I?
Oh, yes.
Stand right over here. We have the right
yes,
light.
Yes.
All right. Are you ready? Colonel, more to the right. That's good. Very good. A smile, eh?
This is my good side.
Watch the birdie.
You know, you've got to give it to old Bonacelli. I never thought he'd go through with it.
Yeah, he knows which side of the pizza his cheese is melting on.
Colonel, I contacted the underground.
Good.
As soon as Bonacelli gets back from town, it will be ready to get him to England.
Yeah, it should be in about...
Hey, we got visitors.
Hochstetter, that could be bad news.
Ever hear of the Gestapo bringing good news?
Hey, Schultz. What brings Hochstetter and his fun-loving Gestapo here?
I know nothing!
The DIA is all clean, Colonel.
Well, sure is. You can eat off the ground, which is a lot more than I can say for the tables in the mess hall.
It is not clean. There is paper right over there.
That's the guards, Elia. Make them clean it up.
It blew over from your barracks.
When the wind shifts, we'll pick it up.
Schultz! Schultz!
Jawohl, Herr Major.
Where's Colonel Clink?
Oh, he is in Hamburg having lunch with a guest.
Oh, well, have him report to me the moment he returns.
Jawohl, Herr Major. Anything I can do?
I have reports that there's a traitor in the area.
Oh, a traitor? Oh, I report to the commandant the minute he returns with Major Bonacelli.
Good. I'm... Bonacelli, that's the traitor.
Are you? Wander over to Hochstetter's car. I think he's got some papers on his tire.
I don't see any papers.
Puncture the tire. We need time. Oh, I get it.
All right, come on, LeBeau. We got to get into town to warn Bonicelli.
Hammer your, Major Bonicelli is the best prisoner of war commandant in the Italian army.
He's giving information to the enemy. Where is Colonel Clink having lunch?
At the Hofbräu.
The Hofbräu, good.
Major Hofstetter, please don't forget, order the Wiener Schnitzel. It's excellent. I wonder why he doesn't like Wiener Schnitzel.
Because it was outlawed at the Geneva Convention, along with cruel and inhuman treatment.
I can smell the sauerbraten already. Take a deep breath.
Is that an order?
Oh, Mr. Bonicelli, I assure you, there's absolutely nothing in the world like German cooking.
That's so right. There's nothing in the world like German cooking.
Colonel Clink, good afternoon.
Gretchen, mein Liebchen. This is Major Bonicelli. This is the prettiest waitress in all of Germany.
Colonel, you say that to all the waitresses. Come this way.
She is crazy about me.
Colonel, really, you should not go to all this trouble for me.
Oh, please, I want to show you my friendship.
You show me the guns. That was friendly enough, no?
I am going to give you a taste of real German hospitality.
All right, if you insist.
Please. Here we are.
Would you like to look at a menu?
No menu. We will have two orders of sauerbraten.
And the veal scallopina for me, eh?
Oh, I've ordered for both of us.
No, if you don't mind, Colonello, I would like to order something else, you see.
Oh, but you see, this is the chef's specialty.
But I am sure. Only I don't think she can lift two orders of sauerbraten.
Why don't you look at the menu, Major?
Danke schön, Fräulein.
Entschuldigung, bitte. The potatoes you ordered are here. Yeah, out here, please.
What's going on?
They must have just ordered.
What do we do now? We've got to get them out in the kitchen somehow.
Otto, give me one sauerbraten and a Wiener Schnitzel. You're not Otto, who are you?
We are with Gestapo.
Colonel Clink is under suspicion as a traitor.
Colonel Clink?
Fräulein, go about your duties in the usual fashion.
Yes.
Fräulein?
Yes.
Who ordered the Wiener Schnitzel?
The Italian major.
Danke. LeBeau, did you get that? One sauerbraten and one Wiener Schnitzel.
Right. I think this chef could win the war for us.
They have a marvelous wine list here. What would you like with your Wiener Schnitzel?
Just a glass of water with a dash of bicarbonate of soda.
How is this going to get Bonicelli into the kitchen, Colonel?
With this note, you're going to slip in his Wiener Schnitzel.
Believe me, it will be the tastiest thing on this plate.
Mm-hmm. Put it up on the counter.
Right.
Now the major says he ordered Schnitzel Holstein.
Tell him we are all out of Holstein.
But all you have to do is fry an egg on the top.
Tell him we're all out of eggs.
All right. I'm sorry, Major. The chef says we're out of eggs.
That's ridiculous. I'll have a word with him.
No, never mind, Colonello, please. I am really not that hungry.
But, Major, you are my guest. I want you to have everything you want.
Well, if that is the case, I will have a pizza.
Oh. You know, actually, this looks very tasty.
Help yourself, Colonel. Huh? I insist, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Maybe I went wrong with the Sauerbraten, huh?
Let me suggest that, I should try something, huh?
Yeah. Where are you going, Major?
I'm going to compliment the chef.
But you haven't even tasted the Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes, of course, all right. I will try some. Fantastic. The chef is a genius.
Don't tell him. The first thing he'll do is raise the prices.
Just because I tell him that I enjoy the food?
You can never be nice to a German.
Then I will say it was just fair, huh? You eat and I will come back. I shall always be grateful to you. You know, I never thought I would get out of here alive.
Then you knew the Gestapo was coming.
No, but did you taste the Wiener Schnitzel? Mamma mia.
Oh, joke with the devil. Come on, let's get out of the back way.
There isn't time. In the locker.
Lobo, take care of him.
What?
It's Bonacelli.
Major Hofstetter, won't you join me for lunch?
It's Bonacelli.
The Wiener Schnitzel is marvelous.
Where is Bonacelli?
In the kitchen.
It's the kitchen. It's not here.
Where's Major Bonacelli?
They went out the back way.
The back way.
Say, would you believe a prisoner of war, Commandant, ending up in a cooler?
Don't complain. It's better than being at the Russian front.
Yeah, not as good as being in Switzerland.
Bonacelli?
Yes?
Who's going to pay for the check?
Colonel Klink, no?
Oh, that's impossible. He went out with the Gestapo. He may never come back.
Can we talk about this some other time, Fraulein?
But then I'll have to pay for it myself.
All right. Give it to me, huh?
I got an idea. Where's Bonacelli? Major, what are you doing?
I just paid the check.
Well, come on.
Well, I'm waiting for the change. 10 marks for a lunch like that. That's ridiculous.
Listen, Major. Tell Klink's driver that the colonel wants him inside the restaurant immediately.
Driver, Colonel Klink wants you in the restaurant immediately. He has just had an attack of Sauerbraten. Mach schnell, mach schnell.
Papa Bear. Goldilocks calling Papa Bear. Come in, Papa Bear.
This is Papa Bear. Go ahead, Goldilocks.
This is Major Bonacelli to Papa Bear. The photographs are in friendly hands. I wish to thank you once again for saving my life.
You did a fine job, Major.
Grazie. Incidentally, I will send you a real Italian dinner from antipasto to spumoni as soon as I'm released from the hospital.
Were you wounded trying to escape?
Much worse. I'm suffering from an acute case of Wiener Schnitzel.
I want you to send a motorized detail to the river and work backwards. And have Corporal Langenscheid take a patrol and cover sectors east of the camp. Oh, and Lieutenant Bergman, find my staff car. Or your next assignment will be searching for a sled on the eastern front.
I knew I should not have trusted Major Bonacelli.
Well, remember, you heard about the Italians from me first.
It's correct, Herr Commandant. He warned you.
This shows. Come on, Herr Commandant.
Colonel Klink, this just arrived for you. It's for Major Bonacelli.
Oh, thank you.
It's probably a thank you note for the Sauerbraten.
Ha! Look at this Hogan. He's not only a traitor, but he's a bad photographer.
Shame he didn't get more of you in here, sir. Sure would have liked one of these for my wallet.